"Can't you find another teacher?" asked Stuart. "No, that's the trouble. There's nobody in this town who knows anything. No spare teachers, no anything. School is supposed to begin in an hour." "I will be glad to take Miss Gunderson's place for a day, if you would like," suggested Stuart agreeably. The superintendent of schools looked up. "Really?" "Certainly," said Stuart. "Glad to." He opened the door of his little car and stepped out. Walking around to the rear, he opened the baggage compartment and took out his suitcase. "If I'm to conduct class in a schoolroom, I'd better take off these motoring togs and get into something more suitable," he said. Stuart climbed the bank, went into the bushes, and was back in a few minutes wearing a pepper-and-salt jacket, old striped trousers, a Windsor tie, and spectacles. He folded his other clothes and packed them away in the suitcase. "Do you think you can maintain discipline?" asked the superintendent. "Of course I can," replied Stuart. "I'll make the work interesting, and the discipline will take care of itself. Don't worry about me." The man thanked him, and they shook hands. At 9:15, the scholars had